Ross, what's something that just in the last 2 weeks you've either clearly gotten better at or focused on trying to get better at?
Trying to get better at playing football. That's the goal. And working as a team. But just listening to my teammates and, you know, maturing as a player and looking at the finer details.
How important would it be for you? How much would you want to go out there and start your NFL career preseason game with a sack this game?
I mean, it doesn't matter if preseason or if it's scrimmage. I want to display utmost dominance when I'm on the field. So I'm trying to have a dominant performance, whether it's a preseason or, you know, first series, and whenever I get there, I get out there.
What do you think it's going to be like Thursday night?
Not sure. I mean, I have no idea. Never been, but hopefully it's a good atmosphere and we can, you know, have some good competition.
And I know you've been gone up against Joe a little bit. There's NFL guys here, but are you excited to see what that, whatever, the game plan for you, what it's like to be out there against a whole other NFL team?
I don't think they've game planned for me that much. They don't have much film to go off of, at least not of me now, and they don't know what I have to offer. So I look forward to, you know, sending a message through this first game.
You've had to pull up every time you get to the quarterback, obviously, and getting there. How excited are you to actually
follow through? It's kind of a relief. It's really harder to avoid hitting him than it is to actually wrap him up and take him down. So now that I can follow through, I can actually show that I'm getting them and I'm making big plays. No, I mean, some guys just don't have it one reason or another. I'm trying to follow the guys who, you know, were successful and did it the right way. You know, they didn't go about it the wrong way, you know, go down the wrong road with whatever it is they did. And whatever extracurricular activities they had in their off time, I don't want to, you know, deal with that. I'm trying to do it the clean and straight way.
Oftentimes, rookies, even real high draft picks, have to, quote-unquote, pay their dues and not be listed at number one on the depth chart. You're playing with the ones, you're listed number one on the depth chart. Is it gratifying in any way to be number one at your position on the depth chart?
It is. You know, it's an honor. You know, Keith said you're going to make me earn it, and I'm just trying to show that in this preseason and all throughout the season that I've earned it and that I'm here to stay.
When Joe talked to us last week, he said you're the total package. He thinks you have everything it takes to be an elite pass rusher. When you're just the two of you, what kind of message is he giving you? Is he telling you the same stuff?
I wouldn't say like that. usually just trying to give me tips, you know, footwork, you know, how I can decrease the amount of signs I'm giving to tip them off to what I'm going to do next. And he's just trying to make me a better player and just giving me just these little tips that I can do to change my game.
Is it a boost at all when you hear, you know, a future Hall of Famer say that about you?
Oh, definitely. No matter if I was a receiver or whatever position I was, if, you know, he's giving me any kind of credit or any kind of technique, I'm gonna take it into mind because he's been here for almost 11 years now, and he's still doing it at a high level, so he knows what he's talking about.
Are these tips things you've noticed yourself, or are they new things that you might not have noticed?
Both. There's some things that you really don't think about, or you're focusing on something else during the rush, or when you're playing defense, and he's just trying to expand your focus. You're trying to narrow in, but there's certain things you have to pay attention to during those 6 seconds you're during the play.
And the team that's so young, how beneficial is it to have guys like Desmond Bryant and Jim Thomas to help you, and not just you, but the other young guys on the team?
They're definitely the guys that we look up to and try to pattern ourselves after, because they've been here for so long. They're doing it the right way. And you know that because they're still playing at a high level. They're still, like Des, he's coming back from injury and going with the ones and still performing well. And Joe, he's the Pro Bowl man. So just knowing that you have those guys behind you, you're playing with and against every day. They're going to make you better players, and they're going to teach you the things you need to know to be a better player.
Who's your favorite pass rusher that's currently in the NFL right now? Do you study his film and maybe name a couple of guys
one particular guy, really don't have one. It's probably Khalil Mack, J.J. Watt, and Von Miller. And those are the guys who are doing it the best right now. And there's other great pass rushers, but those are some of the guys that I just watch.
And so you watch a lot of their film? Mm-hmm. You get kind of just by yourself in your free time?
Mm-hmm. I got to learn how to rush. I mean, they've got it down to a science. It's like second nature to them. So I want to get it down to that same way for me.
In the context that we're focused on Osweiler a little bit more now that he's been named the starter for the opener, would you share your impressions of Osweiler?
I'm really not, paying attention where he's throwing. I'm trying to take him down. So if he's getting it there, that's fine. But
you notice how tall I mean, he's. You notice his height, don't you?
But, I mean, height's only one thing. And you can have short quarterbacks like Drew who are perennial all pros and play at a high level for years to come. It's much more than height.
Hey, Miles, I talked to you personally about it, but when Bruce Smith was here, what was that like? What did it mean to you, and how much did it help?
I mean, sure they really cared about trying to mold me into a great player, and I definitely appreciate it. And just him coming onto the field and not only just standing there and watching, but after every play coming to me with one thing or another, just trying to improve my game. Just think about this when you do this next time, or when you're going on this next play, just check out this tip or this signal that he's giving. Like Joe was saying, expand your focus.
Sit back and think, holy, wow, I had the all-time pass sacker in my ear helping me out personally.
Yeah, I don't think about it like that. I think about it man-to-man as another football player. And hopefully I can pattern myself a little bit after him. Just take a couple of things that he's done and just pick a few things from guys who are playing now because the game's adapted from when he's played and mold myself into something great as well. Definitely. I mean, I've had to adapt. There are other, great guys who aren't just going to allow me to speed right by them or power right through them. You have to find another way. You have to vary up your rushes. Do something different. Can't do the same thing every time. They're going to eventually catch hold of that.
Is this training camp a significantly different experience than any preseason you experienced in college? High school, for that matter, I guess. I mean, is this way different than getting ready for football in high school and college, and how so?
In college, yeah. From high school, not so much. In high school, we had two-a-days, so it's a little bit different than that. But the competition a little bit different. There was a little less competition in high school.
a little warmer, too.
It was at least above 90 every week.
It seemed like work, or are you having fun out there?
I'm having fun. No, it's work, but you can make work fun if you're doing well.